Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Thanks for joining us tonight. We have got a fantastic show. We're going to be talking to the long-awaited conversation with Greg Charlo from the revolutionary prop company. This thing is crazy, and what it is doing to boats and motors across the globe is nothing less than impressive and amazing. So that's going to be it. We're also going to talk a little bit about the best categories from ICAST. I've highlighted a couple for you, Don, that you might be interested in. So we'll be talking about that. That and a ton more when we come back with more Valley Outdoors. Stay tuned, everybody.
Ashkenam Resort on Ash River in northern Minnesota is a destination you're looking for. Ashkenam offers everything for the angler or family vacation with access to Lake Cabotogama, Namekin Lake, and the gateway to Voyageurs National Park. Thousands of acres of clean, refreshing water all available to you. This is your destination for your next fishing trip or family vacation. Check us out on thevalleyoutdoors.com. Do I need to say walleyes, northern pike, and crappies?
For the angler that has everything, or just thinks everything, grace your palm with the feel of a custom fishing rod made to your specs from Patriot Custom Rods. It will soon become a cherished tool in your hand, providing the sensitivity and feel you have long dreamed of. Patriot Custom Rods are specially designed to your species of fishing, rod weight, colors, grip type, and length. Treat yourself or someone else to a Patriot Custom Rod. Find us on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Today, Don, I'm pretty excited. It's going to be good. Lots of stuff.
Yep.
So we've also... talking about fishing, we're talking, you know, always tip of the week is right now. And it's always funny when during the week, you know, you've got hot weather, regardless of where you are, doesn't matter where you're fishing, doesn't matter. If you have a current flow or whatever, usually you'll find some fish that are in a general area that's, that the water's oxygenated, you have bait that hangs by, right? The funny part about it is that most times when you see that 85 degree temperature, 90 degree temperatures, the first thing everybody thinks of is we got to go deeper. I'm not saying that that's not the case many times, but what I will tell you is more often than not, an overlooked place is going to be in that 4 to 5 feet of water in those shallow flats in a dirty water scenario. You run planer boards, you run some shallow baits, maybe some floating Rapalas, some jointed Rapalas. Put them 30 feet out behind the board, and you'll be amazed at what happens. Prime example, this time of year, out, nothing going on and on certain parts of the river, just absolutely nothing. Then all of a sudden, you're, okay, well, tell you what, let's pull up. We're going to go to a different part of the river, and let's try trolling some shallow flats. You end up getting 24s, 25s, and 26-inch walleyes. And pike mixed in, everything is in there feeding because... there's bait. There happens to be, in this particular case, if it's nearby deeper water, you're going to capitalize on that as well. So always seems to work. Don't be afraid to run shallow, even if it's hot, if you're in the right position in the right spot.
Does it matter what time of day you do this or any time of the day?
Any time of the day. Could be early in the morning. It could be a feeding, you know, scenario. So you look at various parts, or it could be an evening. But what happens in those situations for what when I've experienced it was in the middle of the day.
Well, I guess my question is typically fish, you know, for everything I've ever read is tend to stay in cooler water for their own body temperature. So my question is do you think they're coming up into that flat out of the deeper water? Is it important to have a flat near a deeper water?
In one case, it was. In the other case, there was no deep water
around
anywhere nearby. Okay. Deeper was relative. There's maybe 8 to 10 feet of water not far away, but that 5 feet of water was a massive mud/sand flat.
Sure.
And just undulations within it. It had current flowing on it, but it was unbelievable.
I mean, the only reason I can think they'd be there is because there's a lot of bait fish in there.
Bait fish and the current, you're able to see influx and movement of that type of scenario. So, yeah, it was...
I'll have to give that a try next time.
Well, I'll give you a prime example. I'm up at Mille Lacs, up at the north end of Mille Lacs one day, and there's a river that flows up in the north end. It's very stained, tannin, the tannin stain, that bronzish color.
Right, right.
High sun, clear water. And what I'm looking at, I'm like, what in the world is that? On a sand flat of no more than 3.5 feet of water. What's there? 25, 26, 27-inch walleyes.
Wow.
Sitting there. Caught two of them. They weren't the over we needed to get for the tournament.
Right.
They ate it. And they were there, just hanging out. Okay. Explain that to me with those eyes that they've got on the top of their head. It's crazy.
It's not what you typically think of for walleye. So.
No. Absolutely.
Give it a try.
No, so don't give up on the shallow stuff. Let's jump into the ICAST Best of Show. A couple categories you want to hit on for sure. Best of category for boating accessories. The Frabel Recharge Deluxe Aerator. In the past, it's always a battery that you had the two D cells in. You had to replace it.
Right.
Now they got one that recharges. Kind of a cool thought process. Always it's a good thing to have that.
Is it lithium or?
I suspect it is. I don't have the exact detail on it.
Okay.
We're just going to go high level with these. All right. Ice fishing, the Garmin LiveScope Plus ice fishing bundle. Pretty cool. Some eyewear. I'm always intrigued by eyewear. There's some new companies. Roka, the bio sunglasses. So pretty cool. Lifestyle apparel. AFTCO. If you haven't looked at AFTCO apparel for outdoors and fishing, you need to. These guys are absolutely rocking it. Lifestyle apparel for women, lifestyle apparel for men. Both of them top in the category for AFTCO. Cold weather technical, AFTCO again, barricade rain suit with acid camo colorway. Again, AFTCO taking top on the clothing side. I mean, they're just rocking it. Amazing. Best of category, Mega Live Imaging.
Spell AFTCO.
AFTCO. AFTCO.
AFTCO.
Yep. The Mega Live Imaging and Target Lock. Now you have the Mega Live Imaging. You can set where that target's going to sit. That transducer will stay on that spot based on the heading that you have. Okay. So you got that detail of the live imaging heading and staying on that spot instead of having to worry about keeping it, figure out where the fish are at. Hand pliers, tools, etc. Bubba has always come out with the best stuff. And the fishing accessories from Frabel again, a great netting that they have. Frabel's got some great nets. Berkley again, the power stinger as far as the power bait. Reels, Shimano Spheros SW combo, and the freshwater reel itself, the Stella FK is the top. So there's your top listings and categories at the, or that was at, the ICAST show for 2022. Pretty cool stuff.
It's always fun to looking at that new stuff. You know, I love going to that show because you see all this eye candy. It's fun.
Oh, it's amazing.
Check it out.
You get to see what's coming up, and there's a lot of stuff coming up. Speaking of coming up, we've got Greg Sharrell that's going to be joining us, and this is fun information. You are not going to believe how this prop started and what it's doing for boats these days. Hang tight. Greg Sharrell coming right up.